We're on the top of your days on the Tanya Nami Hachi, the old Shona Acheris the Bovel, the Omad Daryovish the Shlima. We said that the mistake was, and the same mistake Daniel made, but we didn't get there yet, is that they counted the years, a portion of a year, as a whole year. And they couldn't do that. So it was another year to add, because the year of Daryovish and the year of Belshazzar overlapped. So they had to add another year to make the 70 years. Tanya Nami Hochi Rashi, the Bishnos Nebuchadnezzar Velvim Morodech Nivlashona. The year that Nebuchadnezzar finished and that Evel Morodech started, they shared the same year. And even though they counted it 2 years, Legave the kings, but it was only 1 year, so they had another year for the 70 years. Od Shona Achas Lebovel, Hochi Isa Beseder Olam. Bei Belaila Kato Belshazzar Malka, the Daryovish Midah Kibul Malchusa. That night, Belshazzar was killed, and Daryovish from Modai took over the Malchus from Bavel. Hare Shivim Shonim Yom Shemolach Nebuchadnezzar. Comes out, there were 70 years from the time that Nebuchadnezzar started ruling, and that was the Pasuk Shivim Shona, Lamalo Shivim Shona Mi Bavel, from the ascension of Bavel as an empire. And Shivim Chaser Achas, Miyom Shekibish Yoyakim, which was 69 years from the time that he conquered Yoyakim, which was the first year of his reign. V'od Shona Achas L'Bavel, L'malo Shivim Shona, Mishesholat Al Yisrael. You need another year to add to fill out the 70 years. V'omad Daryovish Vishlima, and Daryovish, the first year of Daryovish's reign finished off the 70 years. The Achra Bishon Acheres, Molach Koresh Bebavel, the Nifkidu Pekidah Bemiktsas. And after that year, the Pekidah started, where Koresh, the first Koresh, gave them permission to return to Eretz Israel. So even though the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built, but it was a Pekidah. It was a stage along the way. And that's how they explain that just like in, what's it called, in Mitzrayim, there were stages along the way. Moshe Rabbeinu was born. That was a stage along the way. What's it called? The Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to him in the Sne, another stage along the way. And the 400 years, calculated from different times, represented those stages too. So here also, there were four stages in the Geula, and the 70 years could be calculated four different ways, and each way was significant. But the real finishing was only one way. So too in this Golus, there are many stages along the way that could be calculated, and those are years that various Gedolim said Mashiach could come, and there's a Cheshbon like that. And there are stages, things could have happened in those years that were significant, and we'll look back and see. But they weren't the Cheshbon to the final Geula, and that's why they made a mistake, that they thought it was to the final Geula. Just like over here, they made a mistake thinking it was the final Geula when it was only a Pekidah stage along the way. Anybody who wants to can go back to Eretz Israel. That when Belshazzar died, there was only 69 years from the kibush of Yoyakim. Before we counted 70 years at that point. Mem Hei Nebuchadnezzar, 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar, Chof Gimel Devil Merodach, 23 of Evel Merodach, his son, Ushlosha de Belshazzar, and 3 years of Belshazzar, his son. We'll see that maybe tomorrow that there's a Shiloh who exactly Belshazzar was. Was he the son of Evel Merodach or the brother of Evel Merodach? Was he the grandson of what's it called, of Nebuchadnezzar, or one of the sons of Nebuchadnezzar? Nafkamin will be also who Vashti was. We kept saying Vashti was the great-granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. It could be she was the great-granddaughter, not the granddaughter. The machlokas in Midrash. Harishon mikuto saw you. Right? But it comes out that, what's it called, we're counting 70 years, but we're only counting portions of years. In order to count 70 full years, you have to add another year. Okay. Omar Rav, af Daniel taw b'hai chushmina. Daniel also made the same mistake. And the Mepharshim say he made the same mistake, that he counted partial years as full years. Dichsi, Bishnas Achas Lamolcho, in the first year of his reign, Ani Daniel Binosi Bisvarim, right, I looked into the Svarim, Medikomra Binosi Michlal Detor, right, Binosi means that I corrected my mistake. Rashi, Binosi Bisvarim, Lashon Sphere of the Cheshbon. Bisvarim over here doesn't mean books, it means in the numbers. Right, I looked into the numbers, right, and the mashma that Bina is where you learn something that you didn't know to begin with. So here, what he thought in the beginning, he, with his Bina, corrected. Mikomakum koshu kroy adadi, ksiv malos labarvo, ksiv lacharvo shushlai, maisa, the two psukim contradict each other. One nevuah said that the 70 years will end from the time that Bavel ascended. And the other one says that the 70 years started when Yerushalayim was destroyed. So Amar Rava Lepkida B'Yalma. No, the first pasuk that says that the Ribbono Shel Olam will redeem them 70 years from the ascension of Bavel wasn't the full redemption. Lepkida B'Yalma. The Ribbono Shel Olam will remember them. Then the fact is something happened then. They were remembered. They were able to go back to Eretz Yisrael. But the full Binyan Beis HaMikdash didn't happen until 70 years after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Haynu d'chsiv, komar korish melech poras, kol mamalochos ha'oretz nosni Hashem elokei ha'shamayim, v'hu pokad alai livnos lo bayis b'Yerushalayim. Korish said, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave all the countries in my hand, and the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded me to build the Beis HaMikdash. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, may d'chsiv, komar Hashem l'meshicho l'korish, asher echzakti b'yemino, v'chi korish Mashiach hoya. Korish is called Mashiach Hashem. Was he Mashiach? Elo Omer le'akodesh baruch hu le'mashiach. The Ribbono Shel Olam said to Mashiach, Ko amar Hashem le'mashicho, kama. Le'korish asher hechzakti. So it's not that it's calling Korish Mashiach. The Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to the neshama of the Mashiach, right, and saying the following. Kovel ani l'chol Korish. Ani amarti, I complain against you. Don't be like Korish. I told Korish, you'll build the Beis HaMikdash. The Yikavitz Gol Yosai. And you'll gather in my exiles. The Hu Amar Mi Bochem Mikol Amo V'Yom. And he said he didn't do it himself. He just gave them permission to go up. He missed the opportunity. So you don't miss the opportunity. That's what the Rosh Hashanah and Mashiach. Okay. Ksiv Lefimalos of the Bavel Shiv Mishana Efko Deschem B'Sefer Yirmiyah. Uksiv B'Sefer Daniel Lemalos Lecharvos Yerushalayim Shiv Mishana. Mispar Hashanah Masher Hoya Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyah Anavi. Right, so which is it? Is it the 70 years calculated from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash or from the ascension of Nebuchadnezzar? L'pekidu bi'alma v'omer l'fi malos l'bavel shiv mishona efko v'eshem. Doesn't say that I'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It says I'll remember you. So the beginning of the remembrance was many years earlier, which was 70 years after Nebuchadnezzar came to power. T'kachoy sushin nifkidu b'shona achas l'korish melech poras. They were remembered in the first year of Koresh. Shehishnas Ayin Aleph v'kibush Yoyakim, which was 71 years after Nebuchadnezzar captured Yoyakim. Shepashed above Al Yisrael. So that was at the end of 70 years, in the beginning of the 71st year of kibush Yoyakim, they were remembered. Mashiach Nimshach Kamo Shemen HaMishcha. Mashiach is a king who was what's it called, anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. That's a kasha. Rashi is klum nimshach kamo shemen amishra. Was Koresh a king that was anointed with shemen amishra? Right. So why was he called Mashiach? Kovel ani lechov. Hachi komer. Komer Hashem lemashicho. LeKoresh lemashicho al Koresh ani kovel. Right. So if there's a comma there. Komer Hashem lemashicho concerning Koresh. Asher echzakti b'yemino. Hu yivnes beisi. Trei kroy ksivi desmicha adodi. The Niku Tan Mikrazem Mochiach Avrazeh. Right, the way that the Tan Meham Negina are shows that there's a comma that you can't read Lemashicho LeKoresh together, but Lemashicho comma LeKoresh Al Koresh. How do you know there's a comma there? She'ein Lucha Tan Zarka BeNikra She'ein Segol BoAchara. There's always Munach Zarka or Munach Segol or Zarka Segol, and then they go together. Zarka Segol. Right, the kan ninkad mishicho bezarka, but over here Meshicho is with a Zarka, and Lekoresh Ninka Bimarech, right? And Lekoresh is with a Pashta. I think that's what a Marech is. It's Mapach or a Pashta, one of the two. It's a new thing. Right? Mapach Pashta is beginning of a phrase. And Zarka Segol shows that those two words go together. Here there's a Zarka, and then a Marech, I think a Mapach. So this is an end, and it doesn't connect to the next word. The next word is a new phrase, so there has to be a comma in between. To separate it from the word l'mashicho. It's not l'mashicho l'koresh, it's l'mashicho, Omer Hashem l'mashicho, and then l'koresh about koresh. Mi bochem mikol amo, v'hu atzmo l'nishtab v'dover. And the Maisa, the Rabban Shem said to Mashiach, I'm complaining against Koresh because I told him to build the Beis HaMikdash, and he just gave permission for them to go and do it themselves. So he's hinting to Mashiach, when the time will come for you to do it, don't make the same mistake. Cheil Poras, now we're going on the Megillah. Cheil Poras u'modai hapartimim, uksiv l'malche modai u'poras. Right? One pasuk says, Cheil Poras u'modai hapartimim, the way Rashi learns is, we'll see Rashi, uksiv Poras u'modai hapartimim, somech hapartimim etzol modai. The partimim, right, is by Modai. Uksiv l'malche Modai uporas, somach malche etzol Modai. Right, here it says the partimim were from Modai, and the other pasuk says, malche Modai uporas, the malachim were from Modai. And we're learning now, malachim and partimim are two different things. Partimim are important officers, and malachim are kings. Right? So which is it? Are the Malachim from Modai or the Partimim from Modai? That's how Rashi learns. Omar Rav Asnui Asnu Badodi. They made the Modai and Poras made a condition with each other. Iminon Malchi Minaichu Ifarchi. If the kings come from us, then the important officers will come from you. Iminaichu Malchi, and if the kings come from you, Ifarchi, Minon Ifarchi. So sometimes the officers came from Modai, and sometimes the king came from Modai. Depends. Whenever the kings came from Poras, the officers came from Modai. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi, Ksiv, okay, yeah. And the Marsha learns that the question was, one place it says Modai first, and the other place says Poras first. Who was more important, Poras or Modai? So the answer is they were equal, because sometimes the kings came from one, sometimes the kings came from the other. Okay. Baharoso is Osher Kavod Malchuso. Om Rav Yossi Bar Chanina Malamed Shalovish Big Day Kahuna. He put on Big Day Kahuna. Ksiv Hocha Yikar Tiferis Gdulaso. Ksiv Hosom Lekavad L'Tiferis. So Big Day Kahuna are called Lekavad L'Tiferis. Therefore, he put on Big Day Kahuna. And we'll see that he was punished for taking out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. But Lechori wasn't punished for wearing Big Day Kahuna. So they say that the Big Day Kahuna were Nishchalo. They didn't have Kedushas Haguf. It's a machlokas whether Big Day Kahuna have Kedushas Haguf or not. But if they didn't have Kedushas Haguf, then when the Goyim came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they were machalal everything that didn't have Kedushas Haguf, and it lost its Kedusha. So the Big Day Kahuna lost their Kedusha. Masha'en came anything with Kedushas Haguf, they weren't machalal. And Klishores, the halacha is, it has Kedushas Haguf, and it can't be nischal. You can't be machalal Klishores because it's like a korban. And therefore, the Klisharis remained with the Kedusha, and he was punished for using it, but the Big Day Kahuna lost its Kedusha, therefore he wasn't punished. B'mel'os yomim ha'eile, Rav u'Shmuel, Chadam r'melech pikeach ha'ya, v'chadam r'melech tipesh ha'ya. Rav and Shmuel argue, one of them says he was a smart king, and one says he was stupid. Mandom r'melech pikeach, the one said he was smart, shapir oven. First he invited all the faraway people, and then in the end, he made a party for the people close by in Shusha. Was that a smart thing to do or not? So, one, either Rav or Shmuel says that it was a smart thing to do. First, he was mekar of the people far away. Because the people close by, whenever he wanted to, he could be mekar of them. But first, he wanted mekar of the people far away, right? Because it wasn't so necessary to mekar of the people close by. Those he could do anytime. Uman domer tipish haya, the one who says he was a tipish, the boy lele kruve b'nei mosi b'reisha, the mordu behanach, hani havi kaimi b'hadei. First, he should have been mekar of the people close by, that in case when he invited the people far away, they rebelled against him, he'd have people to protect him. But if he wasn't mekar of the people close by and didn't get them on his side, then the people far away, there's more chance that they're going to rebel, and he had them in his palace, and who knows what they're going to do to him. Okay, Rashi. Bigdei kahuna, shayu biyado shon bigdei kohen gadol shevim Yerushalayim. He brought the bigdei kahuna from Yerushalayim, even the begotten of the kohen gadol, and he dressed himself up as a kohen gadol. Pikei achoya shehiktim mishte harachokim yosar mishte b'nei yiro. That he was first made the party for the faraway people before he made the party for the people of Shushan. Okay. Shalu talmid of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. The Talmidim asked Rav Shimon bar Yochai, why was there a gzeira of destruction on that generation? What did they do to deserve it? Amar lahem, imru atem. You tell me. What do you think? Amar lo mipnei shenenu misudosu shalosu rasha. Because they enjoyed the suda v'achashverish. Where it says, so Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, imkeim shebeshushen yargu shebechol olam kulo lo yargu. Why was the gzeira on all Jews if only the people in Shushan were Nehenem, Yisuda Tzachashverish? And the first Suda doesn't say the Jews were there, right? The first Suda could be the Jews didn't go. The one from all the people all over, right? Just by the party of Shushan, there it says, Taka, that we had a Masorah, that the Yidden were there. See that it says, Lassos Kirtzon Ish V'Ish. Even Mordechai was at the party. So they say that, first of all, the Indian wasn't that they were there, because, what's it called, they had to be there. It was Pikuach Nefesh. You don't say no to Achashverosh. Vashti tried it. So they had to be there, but they didn't have to enjoy it. Nehenu Misudas Achashverosh. Or Nehenu, and there was a Chilul Hashem, because it was celebrating their downfall. They brought the Kelim and Beis HaMikdash. So that was the Isser. Others say that there was Isurim there. They ate Treif. They ate Chiyuvei Kores there. Dam and Chelev or whatever. Others say that it was kosher. That wasn't the problem. Others say that Mordechai warned them not to go, even though we'll see that it could be Mordechai was at the party. But he was there at least to minimize the damage. Right? But he told them not to go, l'chatchil. Another idea is Nehenu Misudas Achashverosh. Achashverosh made the party to bring them to Gilui Arayos. So it wasn't so much being at the party, even if they ate glatt kosher. But it led to Nehenu Misudas Achashverosh, the Hanoah they got, which only is hinted to, of Gilui Arayos. Okay, but that's still a problem. Only the people in Shushan should have affected, because only the people in Shushan were there. Amru lo emorato. So they said to him, okay, so you tell us what you think. Amru lahem et neshishtachvu l'tzelem, because they bowed down to the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. Amru lo v'chimasu panim yesh b'dor. If we're talking about Avodah Zarah, then they should have been destroyed. Right? Did the Rabbanu Shlom show favoritism to them? Then why wasn't the decree carried out, if we're talking about Avodah Zarah? And even though there's a machlokas, whether the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar was Avodah Zorah or not, right? But it was a Chilul Hashem. And Chilul Hashem, until you die, isn't nischater. Even with tshuva doesn't help. So the question was, either it was Avodah Zorah, and therefore it was pretty serious, and the gzera should have been carried through, or was Chilul Hashem, and the gzera should have been carried through. Amr lo, v'chimos, v'ponish v'davar, amr lohem, heim lo aso lefnim, the idea being that they only did it for appearances. They didn't really believe in this Avodah Zarah. And they didn't really mean to make a Chilul Hashem. Right? It was all for appearances. And therefore the Rabban Shem did the same with them. He made an appearance as if they're going to be destroyed, but in actuality they weren't. Rashi. Shishtachavu v'tselem b'mein Nebuchadnezzar. If they were mamish over there Avodah Zarah, why were they zocha to an ace? Hey, mosu lefnim miyira. They did it out of fear, right? They didn't do it because they really believed in the Avodah Zarah of the Nebuchadnezzar. They did it because they were threatened with their life. And even though the halacha is you have to give up your life, right? But that's not mamish Avodah Zarah, right? You're potter from Avodah Zarah. You're mechal shem shamayim. Zechilul Hashem. But that's not as serious as Mamish Avodah Zorah and Chilul Hashem. Okay. Bechatzar ginas bina, Bechatzar ginas bison hamelech, Rav Shmuel Chad, Omar haroi lechotzer lechotzer. It says they were in the chotzer, ginas bison hamelech, three different places. They were in the courtyard, in the garden, and in the house. So one of them, Rav Shmuel said, whoever was fit to be in the chotzer, he was in the chotzer. Haroi legina, legina, the one who was fit to be in the garden was in the garden. Haroi lebison, lebison, the one who was fit to be in the house was in the house. The chadomar, hoshivan bechotzer, first he put them all into the chotzer, and then they overflowed, v'lo yechzak, see some begina. Then he put them into the gina. Lo yechzik kosum, ha-chechnisum lebeson. Unless he wanted to have an outdoor party, but there wasn't enough room. So they overflowed into the garden, and then they overflowed into the house. Tana, hoshivan bechotzer, another pshat is he put them all in the courtyard and he opened two doors, one to the garden and one to the house. So the party was in all three places, but it started in the courtyard, and then they could go into the house or they could go into the garden if they wanted. Chur karpas uscheles, my chur, what's chur? Rav Omar chori chori. Chori chori means different kinds of woven things. Rashi, maisa machat, weaving. Meleches hamatzol, shoy shasu, nekoven, nekoven. They sat on woven mats. Ushmuel amra milas levona, hitzi Elohim. That chori comes from the word, chori is chivar, is white. That they sat on white silk, what's it called? Milas, I think milas is silk, yeah. White silk mats that they sat on. The one says it's woven mats, the other one says it's white silk mats. And the shaila is that chori is from chorim, holes, or chori is from white. Karpas, what's karpas? Om Rav Yoshi Rav Chanina, chorim shel pasim. Right? They had pillows of pasim, Rashi. Milas levona, chur shaloshin chiyur, from white. Oh, never yet. Okay, karim shel pasim, I think is what's it called. They had like solnis pasim. The pillows were made also, I think, of what?
Temer yakar.
Temer, okay, of expensive wool. Al Galilei Kesef Amudei Sheish, and they were on what's it called Galilei Kesef and Amudei Sheish Mito Zova Kesef. So it says the breads were made of gold and silver. So which was it, gold or silver? Tanya Rebuta, Omer, Haroi Lekesef Lekesef, whoever was fit for silver got silver, and Haroi Lezov, and whoever was fit for gold got gold. Omer Lo Reb Nechem, Yim Keina Tomakul Kina Besuda. That doesn't make sense. Achashverosh is not going to make people jealous of each other, and some people give silver and some people gold. So they asked, what about before? So the people who were Roy for the Chotzer went to the Chotzer, and the ones of the Gina went to the Gina. So you're also making them jealous. So they say, no, over there, it wasn't because who was important or wasn't important. It means some people like outdoor things. Some people like to be inside. So whatever their taste was, that's what he did, not how important they were. But here, somebody got a gold bed was more important than the guy who got the silver bed. You're making kina. That's not a way to make a party, to make people jealous of each other. Omer lo Reb Nechem, yim keh tamakul kina besuda, elahem shel kesef v'ragleim shel zav. No, the beds were silver, but the feet of the beds were gold. That's why it says mito zov v'chesef. They both were zov and chesef in the same bed. Bahat v'sheish, Omer Ravasi, avonim shemischotetos al ba'aleihem. Bahat is from the lashon of they were what's it called? They were stones that dazzled the eyes of the people who looked at them. V'chein hu Omer avnei nezer misnosisos al admosel. Misnosisos also means to dazzle somebody. The dar v'sochores, Rav Omer dori dori. What's dar v'sochores? Rav said dori dori is what's it called? Shuros shuros saviv. The socheres lashon schor schor, round, right? The dar v'sochores, right? It was all around. It was surrounded them. All these things. Ushmuel Omer even tova yesh b'kroche ayan v'dorishma. There's a certain kind of gem in the islands of the sea, and it's called Dora, Hoshiva Bem Tsuda Meira Lahem Kitsaraim, and it gives off light. So he put it in the middle of the Suda and it gave off light. That was the Dar Visokharis. Rashi. So the first man, the Omer Rav, said that what's it called, that it was Dori Dori, that there were lines all around of these precious stones. And the other one said, no, Dar v'Socharis, Socharis is Lashon Tzoharayim. V'Hai v'Socharis, Lashon Siharo, right? The Siharo is the moon, something that shines. So it meant that the Dar, Socharis, this beautiful gem shined. It was a shining gem. And the other one said the gems were put all around in lines around them. Tevei Bishmel Tana, Shekora Dror L'chol Bal Yischora. He said different shot. The Dar V'Socharis, he gave freedom to all of the merchants from taxes. He freed them from their taxes for that year. The Hashkos Bichlei Zohar, the Kelim B'Kelim Shonim, Mishunim Boilei. It meant different kinds of Kelim. It should have said Kelim Mishunim, not Kelim Shonim. Omar Rava Yotza Baskol the Omar Lohem, Rishonim Kolum Ibnei Kelim, the Atem Shonim Bohem. Right, the Belshazzar was killed because of what's it called? He took out the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And you're repeating it? Shonim means, Shonem means to do again, to repeat. So they asked, where did the Kelim come from? Lamaisa, in the time of Belshazzar, he took out the Kelim. Where did these Kelim come from? Right, those Kelim, it says, when Koresh permitted them to go back to the Beis HaMikdash, they took the Kelim with them. So where were these Kelim? So they say there were two kinds of Kelim that were taken. There were the regular, some say, that there were regular, what's it called, gold and silver Kelim. And then there was the Nechoshes Kelim. The Nechoshes Kelim is what Belshazzar took out, and those were returned to the Beis HaMikdash. The gold and silver ones they held on to, and that's what Achashverosh took out a second time. Others say that there were two kinds of Kelim that they took at two different times. And first they took the, what's it called, the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash before they destroyed it, and then after the destruction they took other Kelim. And the first Kelim were returned first, and the second Kelim weren't returned until after the time of Achashverosh. The Yain Malchus Rav, Omer Rav, Malamit Shekol Echad Echad Hishkeu Yain Shegadol Hemenu. It says, Yain Malchus Rav. Rav can mean older. So what was older than wine? The wine was older than the person who drank it. They gave everybody wine older than them. Bishon, V'hashtia Kedas, Ein Ones, My Kedas, Omer Reb Chana Mishum Reb Meir Kedas Shel Torah. The drinking was like the drinking that's found in the Torah, legabi korbanos. Ma dashal Torah achila merub mishtiyah. Just like in the Torah, we find that when you have korbanos, the solid part is more than the liquid part, right? Merub mishtiyah. Afsudosa shalosa rosh achila merub mishtiyah. So too, he gave more solid food than liquid food. Rashi. Haroi lekesef, mito zov lekesef kedorish. Sar haroi lezov lezov vigoru lekesef. More important person got a golden bed, a less important person got a silver bed. Mischotetos al baleim ritzpo osalohem ba'avonim chatutos. They made the floor with a mosaic with all different kinds of sparkling stones. Kolomer shloboli they adam ele betorach or chatutos shemechatim achzirim baleim achareim. Right, the mechatet means to dig after it. These are stones that you have to what's it called? Dig after. You don't get them easily. At shemotzino som bedom yikarim, you have to run after them in order to procure them. They're not easily available, so you have to look for them to be able to buy them with a lot of money. V'chein hu omer shan mikra mishabeach avonim yikaros. The pasuk is of praising very expensive gems. But Omer al Nisyonos Harbehein Boyin Ki Avnei Nezer Misnosisos al Admoso, right? Because the Lashon is science. Rashi learns that it means that these are gems that people run after or dig after, and Misnosos means that after a lot of tries you get them. But other Rishonim learn, other Achronim learn that it means what's it called? Dazzling stones. What's it called? Stones that that shine, or what's it called, have, sparkle, that's the word, sparkle.
Shu chashuvim v'ikra beinu ha'umos ka'avni nezra misnosisos. Dori dori, shuro shuro sovi. So there were, these gems were in, what's it called, lines surrounding them. The socheris lashon schor schor. From this, the lashon socheris is the lashon of around. Kitzorayim v'hai v'socheris lashon siyaru. According to the second shot, that it was a stone that illuminated the place. So Socharis is from Lashon Sihara, which means to shine. The moon is called Sihara. Shekora dror l'chol dali shchora, osa nachas ruach l'vnei melchuso, l'havra me'an mechesh shel socharim. He took off the tax on merchants. Okay. Harishonim, kolomer belshatzer v'chaburaso. Belshatzer took out the kelim of Beis HaMikdash, and you're repeating that chet. Kedash shel Torah, achilas mizbeach merub mishtia. When you brought karbanos, you brought more solid food than liquid. Par ushlosh esronim soles. You brought a par together with three esronim of soles, which is solid, lachila. The nesach and the wine was only chatzi ahin. So it's much less than the solid part. Okay, right there. Eino nes. Nobody was forced to drink something he didn't want to drink. Everybody happily drank the wine because it was the wine that they were used to from their country. Lasos kirtzon ish v'ish, omar rova, lasos kirtzon Mordechai v'homan. Right? Ish v'ish is Mordechai and Homan. Mordechai d'chsiv ish Yehudi, Homan ish tzar v'oyev. So some learn that it means that Mordechai and Esther, Mordechai and Haman, Rashi, Kirtzon, Mordechai v'Haman, Heim hoyu sari amashkim b'mishta. They were the bartenders at the party. And the chora, this doesn't stem with the fact that Mordechai told him not to go to the party. He was there. And the answer is he had no choice. Right? The king forced him. Or, the, what's it called, but the rest of the people didn't have to go. They could make excuses. Mordechai couldn't make an excuse. He was a sar of the king. He was told to be the bartender. You're the bartender. Or Mordechai volunteered to be the bartender because once he saw that people didn't listen to him and they went, he tried to minimize the damage and try to be there to keep an eye on them. Others say that it doesn't mean that Mordechai and Haman were at the party, right? Not like Rashi, but that Kirtzon Ish V'Ish means that Mordechai didn't want them to do a chet, okay? So it was his ratzon that they didn't force them to drink, right? And Haman wanted them to sin, so he also didn't want to force them to drink, because if he forced them, they would be less responsible. He wanted to do it on their own. So both Haman and Mordechai were happy that the king didn't force them to drink. Gam vashti amalka osa mishtei noshim beis hamalchus, beis hanoshim miboylei. That beis hamalchus, she made the party in the women's quarters, not in the king's quarters. They both had the same intention. Both Vashti and Achashverosh wanted to bring the people to Gilui Arayos. Hainu Damrian, she iu bikori, the isse bivotzini. He comes with his big pumpkins and she comes with her small pumpkins. Rashi. In other words, they both have the same idea. Iu bikori, gluing gedolos, those are big pumpkins. Bivotzini, gluing ktano, small pumpkins. Kolomer debaoso, min asma, they both want the same thing. Zen noef is zen noefus. He was an adulterer and she was an adulteress. Hu omer laharus is yofio, v'hilakach neskavna, she stak lubi yofio. He wanted her to come undressed and she wanted to come. We'll see if that's the case. Why didn't she come? That's tomorrow.